after the governor of Texas ordered more than 1,000 immigrants held in his state to be bused to Chicago, mid-sized Illinois cities are studying whether they can help absorb the influx. In this conversation with WGLT's Charlie Schlenker, Normal City Manager Pam Reese acknowledges the town is one of the municipalities having conversations about a plan in case they become a destination.
We have more questions than answers at this point, I can tell you. So what we've done is we've invited some community stakeholders to a conversation, people that have the area of expertise in this sort of thing, such as immigration project, healthcare, educators, et cetera, not with the expectation that we're going to be in this situation, but in the event we are in the situation, we want to have a plan. We'll know more soon, but we have started to have conversations with other communities that have received immigrants in terms of how did they prepare, what was their experience, and so we're getting some good information.
What are those communities telling you about do's and don'ts and if only we had done this?
Elk Grove Village indicated that all went smoothly. They did get notification from the city of Chicago and that the community came together in terms of food and other necessities. The individuals were delivered to a hotel that was contracted with the state. So I understand the state emergency management has some sort of role in this, but the bottom line is we were told that it was all very well coordinated and organized.
Who are the local service providers that need to be in this conversation?
Well, we're trying to capture various stakeholders that we think would have a role or could have a role and some experience in this. Immigration Project would be one to have the legal expertise, Prairie State Legal, healthcare, McLean County Emergency Management, obviously our counterpart, City of Bloomington, let's see, social service, the interfaith community. So just bring people together in terms of what do they know and how can we best prepare for now or even sometime in the future if we find ourselves in this situation.
Is there housing available? That's a challenge for people who already live here or are moving here for a job, let alone people who are dropped in here.
Exactly. That is a concern and an issue. So we certainly need to find out what is happening in other communities in terms of housing expectations. If the situation is typically coordinated through State of Illinois Emergency Management through contracted hotel services, then that's very different than providing longer term apartment or home residential units.
What's your timeline for actually pronouncing in a comfortable way that you are ready for whatever happens?
I can't tell you that. I can tell you that we're going to start having more broad community conversation with some stakeholder entities, including business community. You know, that will be taking a couple of weeks to get everyone to the table and talk about it. I don't know that we have any indication of expected timeline for potential immigrants to be leaving the Chicago area. This is all just based on a preference to be prepared rather than surprised.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with City Manager Pam Reese of the Town of Normal. The Town Council just approved a robust $4 million or so water main project along Main Street and a couple of other streets. How old is that infrastructure and why did that rise to the top of plunking down $4 million right away?
It's one of the oldest water mains in town currently, and it is a big, big project. $3.9 million is a significant investment in our water system. A replacement of almost 5,000 feet of water main, and we're replacing really old 4-inch and 6-inch cast iron pipe with 8-inch and 12-inch ductile iron pipe. So making it much, much bigger in a different material. In addition, replacing fire hydrants and valves and everything.
The project came in over budget. You had budgeted about 2.5 million. It came in at 3.9 million. What happened there?
We had two bidders on the project. Both of them bid very close to each other. So we were confident in the bids. The reason we believe that the bids came in over budget were for a few things. In consultation with IDOT, Main Street is IDOT right of way. It was determined that we're going to do it in sections. So each section, the contractor is going to dig it up, replace it, repair the street and the pavement, and get it back to working order, then move to the next section. That does affect staging. There's added work associated with breaking it up into four smaller projects. There's also some additional design and actual construction work modifications that IDOT had requested. Those modified features of the design specifications resulted in a much higher bid than, you know, project cost than expected.
So why not reject the bids, maybe wait a little bit and resubmit it as four separate projects that are smaller in scope?
There's no guarantee the bids will be better next time. Main Street is part of IDOT's five-year improvement plan. So we definitely want our water main work and all of our underground infrastructure work improved before IDOT makes improvements on the street. The reason why we asked council to move forward and approve that major project expense is because a portion of that water main falls within an area called the Main and Osage Tax Increment Financing District. So it's within a TIF, and there will be funds available in the TIF to reimburse the water fund for the amount that's over budget. And this is qualified because it is a public investment of a utility that serves that area.
Councilmember Kevin McCarthy, in talking about the Weldon Reserve controversy over that subdivision addition, said more heated exchanges may become more common the more infill projects, because that's an infill project rather than a green grass. Yeah, true. Does there need to be an alteration to the public input process on potential future subdivision approvals that are infill to make sure that neighbors talk with developers?
Development projects do have an approval process that includes a public hearing. And I know that during the Weldon Reserve process, there was some frustration voiced that the project was already designed and was, you know, getting into the approval process before residents either were even aware of it or had input. I guess I would say moving forward, it's probably an educational moment for developers in terms of meeting with stakeholder groups, meeting with neighbors, trying to understand what is going to be of concern to a specific neighborhood and what can they address in advance of finalizing their design.
But does government need to mandate that interaction is the question.
I don't know. I don't know if that should be a mandated communication or not. It's hard to mandate someone to speak to someone else. So the only way I can foresee something like that happening would be to build an additional step into the approval process where the municipality probably hosts the meeting. I just don't know if that's always the most effective approach.
That's Normal City Manager Pam Reese. She spoke with WGLT's Charlie Schlenker. The mayors and city managers of Bloomington Normal join us once a month during WGLT's Sound Ideas.